Unit 10. By the time I got outside, the bus had already left. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen to Tina talking about her morning. Complete the sentences.
Hi, Tina. You look stressed out.
I am. I had a bad morning.
Really? What happened?
Well, first of all, I overslept. By the time I got up, my brother had already gotten in the shower.
Ugh, what a pain.
So after he got out of the shower, I took a quick shower and got dressed. But by the time I went outside, the bus had already left.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So I ran all the way to school. But when I got to school, I realized I had left my backpack at home.
No wonder you look stressed out.
Activity 2A. Listen to Tina continue her story. Number the pictures 1 through 4 in the correct order.
So then what did you do, Tina?
Well, I ran home to get my backpack. But when I got home, I realized I had left my keys in the backpack.
You're kidding.
So, I ran back to school without my keys or my backpack. And by the time I got back to school, the bell had rung.
Oh, no.
And by the time I walked into class, the teacher had started teaching already. She asked for our homework, but of course I didn't have it.
Activity 2B. Fill in the blanks with the correct verb forms. Then listen again and check your answers.
So then what did you do, Tina?
Well, I ran home to get my backpack. But when I got home, I realized I had left my keys in the backpack.
You're kidding.
So, I ran back to school without my keys or my backpack. And by the time I got back to school, the bell had rung.
Oh, no.
And by the time I walked into class, the teacher had started teaching already. She asked for our homework, but of course I didn't have it.
3A. Read the story and write the events in the correct order. I've never been late for school, but yesterday I came very close. My alarm clock didn't go off, and by the time I woke up, my father had already gone into the bathroom, and I had to wait for him to come out. I had to really rush. I took a quick shower and had some breakfast, and then ran off to the bus stop. Unfortunately, by the time I got there, the bus had already left. I started walking, but I knew I couldn't get to school on time. Luckily, my friend Tony and his dad came by in his dad's car, and they gave me a ride. When I got to school, the final bell was ringing. I only just made it to my class. Section B. Activity 2A. Dave, Nick, and Joe are talking about April Fool's Day. Listen and write each person's name under his picture.
Have you ever been an April Fool, Dave?
Yes, I have. A friend once invited me to a costume party. When I got there, I found that he had fooled me. It wasn't a costume party. I was the only person wearing a costume. I was really embarrassed. How about you, Nick?
Well, last April Fool's Day, when my alarm went off, I got up, took a shower, got dressed, and went to school. But when I got there, the school was empty. I was the only one there. After an hour, the other kids showed up, and I realized that my brother had fooled me.
He had?
Uh-huh. He had changed the clock to an hour earlier. What happened to you on April Fool's Day, Joe?
Well, I was sick last April 1st. My friend called me and told me we had a math test the next day. By the time I got to math class, I was exhausted because I had stayed up all night studying. Then I found out that my friend had fooled me. We didn't have a test at all.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Who says each of the phrases below? Write D for Dave, N for Nick, and J for Joe.
Have you ever been an April Fool, Dave?
Yes, I have. A friend once invited me to a costume party. When I got there, I found that he had fooled me. It wasn't a costume party. I was the only person wearing a costume. I was really embarrassed. How about you, Nick?
Well, last April Fool's Day, when my alarm went off, I got up, took a shower, got dressed, and went to school. But when I got there, the school was empty. I was the only one there. After an hour, the other kids showed up, and I realized that my brother had fooled me.
He had?
Uh-huh. He had changed the clock to an hour earlier. What happened to you on April Fool's Day, Joe?
Well, I was sick last April 1st. My friend called me and told me we had a math test the next day. By the time I got to math class, I was exhausted because I had stayed up all night studying. Then I found out that my friend had fooled me. We didn't have a test at all.
3A. Which of these stories is the most believable? Why? Which is the least believable? Why? Would you be fooled by any of the stories? In 1938, a radio program by actor Orson Welles announced that aliens from Mars had landed on the Earth. He described where they had landed and told how they were moving across the United States. Welles was so convincing that hundreds of people believed the story, and panic set off across the whole country. By the time the authorities revealed that the story was a hoax, thousands of people had fled from their homes.
One April Fool's Day, a reporter in England announced that there would be no more spaghetti because the spaghetti farmers in Italy had stopped growing spaghetti. Many people ran to their local supermarket to buy as much spaghetti as they could. By the time people realized that the story was a hoax, all of the spaghetti across the country had been bought.
A famous TV star once invited his girlfriend onto his show on April Fool's Day. He asked her to marry him. She was thrilled because she really wanted to get married. However, when she said yes, he replied, "April Fool." That little joke didn't have a very happy ending. The TV star lost both his girlfriend and his show.